Morgan's AM. Fresh sharp falls on US equity markets, Omicron and Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell in focus.
Morgan's AM, your pre-market briefing.
Fresh concerns about the potentially damaging economic effect of the Omicron coronavirus variant and hawkish comments from Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell dragged US equity markets lower overnight. The Dow dropped 652 points, or 1.9%, with American Express down 3.5% and Salesforce down almost 4% among the key drags on the index. The broader S&P 500 fell 1.9%. Communication services down 3% led all 11 primary sectors lower, with 8 of the primary sectors logging falls of over 2%. Technology-centric NASDAQ fell 1.6%. The small capitalization Russell 2000 index fell 1.9%. For the month of November, the Dow lost 3.7%, the S&P was down 0.8%, and the NASDAQ down 4.3%. The Russell 2000 index also lost nearly 4.3% in November to log its worst month since March 2020. Moderna Chief Executive Officer Stefan Bancel spoke to the Financial Times, predicting that current vaccines would struggle against the Omicron variant of COVID that has rattled markets, and said it would take months to mass produce a vaccine aimed at the new variant if needed. However, BioNTech's boss struck a more optimistic tone, saying that while the new variant could lead to more infections among the vaccinated, they will most likely be protected from serious illness. Both Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell and Secretary Treasurer Janet Yellen testified before the Senate Banking Committee on the coronavirus and the CARES Act overnight. Mr. Powell observed that, at this point, the economy is very strong and inflationary pressures are high, and it is therefore appropriate, in my view, to consider wrapping up the taper of our asset purchases, which we actually announced at the November meeting, perhaps a few months sooner, and I expect that we will discuss that at our upcoming meeting in a couple of weeks. Separately, Mr. Powell acknowledged that Omicron is elevating the uncertainty around the outlook for the economy and potentially adding to inflation risks, though he said he does not think its effects will be remotely comparable to March 2020, when the pandemic cast the economy into a short but historically deep recession. In US corporate earnings, Hewlett-Packard Enterprise reported better-than-expected fourth-quarter profits, while revenue slightly fell below analyst expectations. Salesforce was also among major companies to report overnight. In US economic data, the S&P CoreLogic Case-Shiller Home Price Index rose 19.1% year-on-year in September, after advancing 19.6% in August. Separately, the Conference Board's Consumer Confidence Index fell to a reading of 109.5 in November against economists' forecast for a reading of 111. It marked the lowest reading since February, having peaked at 128.9 in June. Within the same report, consumers' inflation expectations over the next 12 months surged to 7.6% in November from 7.1% last month. The key economic release tonight is the ADP private payroll report for November. The travel and leisure sector, down 2.8%, led European bourses lower overnight, with the Pan-European Stock 600 index down 0.9%. That was alongside a 1.2% fall for Germany's DAX and a 0.8% decline for France's CAC. In Eurozone economic data, a flash reading of the Eurozone Consumer Price Index surged to a record annual rate of 4.9% in November, with high energy prices adding heavily to the print. London's FTSE 100 lost 0.7% amid fresh falls for energy heavyweights BP and Royal Dutch Shell, which were down 0.7% and 1.1% respectively. Budget carrier EasyJet lost 1.2% despite reporting a narrower than expected annual loss and saying it expected capacity to return to pre-pandemic levels by the end of the current fiscal year. However, the major miners traded relatively strongly, with Anglo American up 3.3% and BHP Group up 2.4%, however Rio Tinto dipped 0.2%. Base metals were mostly weaker overnight, copper losing 0.8% to be trading just above $4.31 a pound. Elsewhere, nickel and aluminium both slipped 0.2%, while zinc gained 1.7%. China's National Bureau of Statistics yesterday released the latest official PMI data for November, with the Manufacturing Purchasing Managers Index printing at 50.1 against consensus forecasts for 49.6. That was up from 49.2 in October. The non-manufacturing PMI dipped to 52.3 in November from 52.4 in October. The China Caixin Manufacturing PMI, which tends to focus on small to medium-sized enterprises, is released later today. Benchmark spot iron ore slipped 88 cents or 0.9% to $102.39 a metric tonne. Gold futures fell after Fed Chair Jerome Powell indicated the central bank may accelerate its tapering of monthly bond purchases, settling $8.70 or 0.5% lower at $1,776.50 an ounce. Gold did touch an intra-session peak of $1,811.40 an ounce. The yellow metal logged a 0.4% monthly decline. Benchmark oil prices fell sharply to log their largest monthly percentage decline since March 2020. WTI shed $3.77 or 5.4% to $66.18 a barrel, extending their November decline to almost 21%. Brent lost $2.87 or 3.9% to $70.57 a barrel, posting a monthly loss of over 16% as the January contract expired at the conclusion of last night's session. The Organisation of Petroleum Exporting Countries and their key producing allies, together known as OPEC Plus, are expected to decide on production levels for the month of January at their Thursday meeting. Longer-dated US Treasury yields fell sharply, settled with their biggest monthly decline since July, as the yield curve flattened amid heightened expectations for an accelerated start to the Fed's next rate hike cycle. US 10-year Treasury yields fell 8.9 basis points overnight to 1.44%, extending their November decline to 11.5 basis points. CME Group's FedWatch tool assigned a greater than 70% probability of a rate hike at the Fed's June 2022 monetary policy meeting, up from 50% earlier in the session before Fed Chair Powell's testimony in Washington. The Fed's next monetary policy meeting is on the 14th and 15th of December. The CBOE Volatility Index, also known as Wall Street's fear gauge, rose 18.4% to 27.19. And the Australian dollar is weaker this morning, buying around 71.3 US cents, the third quarter gross domestic product growth rate, a final reading of the IHS Market Manufacturing PMI for November, and a final reading of the AI Group Manufacturing Index for November are all on today's Australian economic calendar.
This is general advice only, and we have not considered your needs or objectives.